T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thursday, December 13th, 2018. Welcome to the show. Jason Bishop, Eric Bickle from the Junkies here on 106.7 The Fan. Of course, you can watch us on NBC Sports Washington. And we are brought to you by the great people at EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. The Alexandria location now open and taking appointments. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can also text me on the zip line at that exact same number. It's open line Thursday, people. Let's get the calls rolling in early. Tons of topics to cover. Skins, Jags. You may think the Skins are done like I do, but maybe you're hopeful like Pickle.
So it's definitely hopeful.
Still a big game. You've got some other NFL matchups that are big, starting tonight with KC hosting the Chargers. Huge AFC West game. You've got the Steelers and the Pats, Packers, Bears, Vikings, Dolphins. You know, a lot of matchups you can talk about. You want to talk hot stove. Bryce Harper still doesn't have a team. Interesting article on CBSSports.com yesterday by Matt Snyder. We can get into it. Some executives think he is not a winner. So we'll get into that. Tanner Roark is no longer a Nat. He was traded to the Reds. That was the rumor yesterday.
That made me sad yesterday.
Mike Rizzo got it done.
I'm sure Mike's got something up his sleeve because now he really needs another starter or two.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it made me sad that they got rid of Tanner.
Traded Tanner for Tanner.
Tanner for Tanner Rainey.
Tanner Rainey from the Reds, who's a relief pitcher.
Yeah.
Who I think spent most of last year at AAA.
I think, yeah. What did I see? 44 appearances in AAA or something like that?
Yeah.
44 saves there? I don't know what.
But you're right. Rizzo's not done.
He's definitely not done. He knows exactly what he's doing.
He's going to pick up some. Although the starting pitcher, you know, field is starting to dry up a little bit.
I don't know what he's got up his sleeve, but he's got something. I just know.
Unless he wants Dallas Keuchel.
I just know I liked Tanner's moxie. I just liked him. He was just my kind of guy, even though, you know, it wasn't amazing the last couple of years. I just liked
Mike
him.
Figured he's 32. He was versatile. He's going to be a free agent. You know, didn't have a great year last year. ERA the last couple of years have been in the, you know, mid-fours.
Pitched better down the stretch.
He did. But like you said, Mike Rizzo's got something up his sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to go into next year with those top three studs and then, you know, Joe Ross, Eric Fetty. He's going to add one.
Yeah, for sure.
Wizards lost a tough one last night at home to the Celtics, 130-125.
But entertaining game.
Yeah, watched the first half, back and forth. Celtics were down three of their top five players, but Kyrie went nuts.
And, John Wall went nuts.
John
Let me tell you something. John
game.
Wall was unbelievable. They could not stop him in the fourth quarter.
See, that's what you want from John every single night.
He was amazing. He truly was amazing. He wasn't getting any foul calls. He was just... There was nobody on that court that could guard him.
Yeah.
Except when he pulled up and took like, you know, 32-footer at the end.
Well, usually when he plays, there's no one that could guard him.
Nobody can guard him when he attacks the basket.
I don't care what team you're playing.
He's unbelievable at that. But I think, I don't have the box in front of me, I think they were 25 for 25 from the foul line.
That was
and
huge.
We missed 8 free throws.
Correct. Celtics did not miss a free throw shot.
So that was the difference.
And that matters when you miss 8. Also, Marcus outplayed his brother, Markieff.
Yeah, he played good.
27-11. Marcus was really good last night. Also had 9 boards.
And Kyrie just, you know, hit some big shots down this stretch. He's just so talented. He could do it all.
So there's a bunch of stuff we can cover on Open Line Thursday. The guest today, we got J.P. Finley, covers the Skins for NBC Sports Washington. We can talk Skins Jags with him. Dave Richard will join us at 9 like he does every Thursday. I'm in the fantasy football semis in my league. Got a lot of questions for him there. It's a pretty big money league, so this is a huge game. And then Paul Rabel's going to join us, the best lacrosse player in the world. And he's
starting
the founder
up a new
of a
league.
Brand new player-centric league called the Premier Lacrosse League. So he's going to come in studio and talk some lax for us and explain exactly what's going
on. It's very cool.
The PLL.
They got a big deal with NBC, so two of their games will be on the big mothership. I think they have, I think it's either 16 or 18 games will all be on their NBC sports channel, which is huge for lacrosse, and then the rest will be on their digital platform. It's just a big, big deal for the sport. It's right on the cusp of just blowing up.
Yeah.
College lacrosse is huge. The Final Four gets a lot of attention. But then once you get to the pro level, there's just not enough coverage. It just hasn't been done right. And Paul and his brother are starting a new league. And this
which
could,
he will play in.
Yes. Yes. And this could be big. Could be really big for the sport.
Yeah. So he'll be in studio in the 9 o'clock hour and we'll talk to him. So a lot of stuff going on. 800-636-1067 is the number. Open line Thursday. Give us a call.
Yeah, you can chime in. There was news on the Darius Geis deal yesterday.
Yeah,
he, like
that.
Alex Smith, fighting infection.
That's
when
crazy.
He first had his surgery. You know, I remember when my son had his ACL surgery and the doctor said, you know, give us all the, you know, this graph versus this graph. You're going to do a hamstring or you're going to do this. And then he did say at the end, he says, and of course, there's always the, you know, the small chance of infection. You always have that. Anytime you cut somebody, you have that.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really paid much attention to it. And we luckily had a flawless recovery. But, man, infection is a real risk anytime you cut somebody open. And Darius had 3 surgeries to get rid of the infection.
Mm.
They say he was on intravenous antibiotics for 7 weeks.
It's crazy. You would think
now
that's
he's on
be-
track.
It's got to be rare, extremely rare, to get the infection when you're just having a standard ACL or MCL.
I guess anytime you cut somebody open.
You can see when the bone comes through the skin.
That makes, much higher percentage.
Yeah.
You rarely
hear of infections when you just have an ACL.
Well, you know, infections happen in the hospitals all the time.
Yeah.
My grandmother died of staph infection that she got in a hospital.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did they have the surgeries in the exact same hospital?
I don't know. I think Dr. Andrews was doing them, and
oh,
they
okay.
say he stayed in the Louisiana area. That's why he wasn't
so maybe
with the
not.
Team for like 2 months.
Yeah, maybe not.
Because
Alex had the emergency surgery, and I assume that was Loudon?
I don't know. Alex had my understanding is the last number I heard is he had had 6 surgeries.
Yeah.
So
maybe happened in a couple different hospitals.
And there are guys that have these surgeries that because of infection they never come back, right? Was it Lawrence Tynes, the kicker? In Tampa that had the staph infection or whatever it was, and he was never able to come back. Remember Brandon Noble, I believe, you know, former skin, he had infection, never able to come back.
But he's fine now, but he's going to be okay. He's still
I
on
think
track
they
for camp.
Say Geis is now on track, and, you know, we'll see. But that, you know, that'll delay you for sure.
No, that's crazy.
For sure, and hopefully he didn't lose muscle tissue like Alex Smith allegedly has,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, what ultimately will probably prevent him from coming back, if that's true.
By the way, last night for that Wiz game, there were some people in the stands. I mean, that was a big game. Cal Ripken was sitting there,
yeah,
courtside.
Cal.
I saw Deladon was there. It was a lot of people from around town that wanted to see that game. That was a high-profile matchup.
Here's the thing that's so frustrating about it, and I tweeted it after the game, is that was a super entertaining game to watch. Wiz have everything to keep, you know, be proud of the way they played. They were playing, they were trying on defense, attacking the basket. They were into the basketball game. They're going to play Brooklyn in like 2 days, and I expect a complete dud.
Yeah.
A complete dud because they don't get up for the poop teams.
Yeah.
They just don't.
Well, Philly didn't get up for Brooklyn last night because Brooklyn went into Philly and beat them.
Yeah.
And Dinwiddie had 39.
Yeah.
Look, these are NBA players. If you don't come to play, they're going to beat you.
Yeah, well,
you should beat them.
More often than not, the Wiz don't. Now, this year they've been a little better at that. But it's a problem that's plagued this team for several years. All right, 800-636-1067. It's open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. You chime in about anything you want. Let's go to Cam in Crofton. Cam, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junks.
What's up, Junkies? How you guys doing?
What's
hey,
up,
buddy. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm great. Great. Love the show, as always.
Thank you,
Hey, I was listening yesterday or a couple days ago, and you guys were talking about how even you went out and warmed up your car, and you don't normally do that.
Yeah,
I know
Bert
does it for like 30 minutes every morning.
Right.
So I have to say, though, you guys couldn't sound older because you have 2019 sillies.
Uh-huh.
All you have to do is push like 3 buttons on your key fob from inside your house.
Mine just doesn't
and you're
have
good
that.
To go.
Mine
yeah.
just doesn't have a remote
really?
Starter. I've had that before.
I think I do have a remote starter, but I'm not sure how to work it.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
Well, got to work on that. I got one other thing for you guys.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you guys were talking about, you know, all the hang-ups and old phone calls and
yeah.
reminiscing, and I was just dying laughing. And it reminded me of when you used to have, you know, females on and you're interviewing them. And I know, Bish, you were big with this, and you would just be like, I just want to smash it. Can I demolish it?
Right.
And just that, I was telling my wife that the other day. She just looked at me like, what are you talking about? And, you know, just... This made me think back to the good old days. You guys need to bring that back sometime.
Now, Cam, you're not the Cam that used to intern with us, are you?
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm Cam the dentist. Cam the dentist in Crossing, yeah.
Cam the dentist. Nice. Yes,
well, I remember specifically the one guest we had on the show. Well, who's the girl we had on the show, where I Valdez, where I told her I wanted to
decimate it.
Do you remember that?
I don't know. I don't remember who you're talking to.
Yeah, it was an actress, and I told her I wanted to decimate it, and she's like, decimate it? She didn't know what I was talking about. And then she just thought I was just like this creepy old man.
Oh, but, I think I know. Oh, God.
It wasn't Denise Richards, but it was someone like that.
No, wasn't it a brunette?
Yeah.
She's played in, like, was she in that movie Bound with Jennifer Tilly? Who was in that movie with Jennifer Tilly? Bound. I think that might be who it is. Cam, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, pal.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
Was it Gina Gershon?
That Gina Gershon. Yeah. I think it might be who. Yeah, I know you said something inappropriate to her.
I did. And I don't know if she ended up hanging up.
She got bitter.
Oh, she definitely got bitter, because then she realized what I was talking about.
I don't even know if she realized.
Or she just was defensive because she knew we were making fun of her.
Well, that's not making fun.
Well, she thought so.
You paid tribute.
Anyway, so, yeah, that's when the show was fun. I won't say that now. I mean, I got teenage daughters, and you know, I can't say that stuff now. My kids were 3 and 5. I really didn't care.
You can say it before 7 a.m. What time do they get up?
No, word travels, my friend. Word travels quickly.
You know, you mentioned the Skins Jags, and I know everyone's given up on the team, and sure, that's fine. I get it. I'm not giving up on them yet. I'm hoping that Josh gives them a little bit of a different look. And everyone, especially Jason, is just, you know, drilling into my head how great they are on defense. If they want to play, blah, blah, blah. They shut out the Colts.
If they want to play.
All right, whatever. Yeah. Well, most games they haven't wanted to play then.
Correct.
Because they gave up 24 to the Bills. They gave up 29 in their first matchup with the Colts. They gave up 24 to the Eagles. They gave up 40 to the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, albeit, of course, a lot of these teams are better offensively, but they gave up 30 to the Chiefs. So, I mean, there's a reason why this team's only won 4 games. We've only won 6, but they've only won 4. I think the line is whack. The fact that they're
you can argue
by
they've had a worse quarterback situation than the Redskins.
I think their quarterback situation is just as iffy. So
look for them to make a trade in the offseason for maybe a premier quarterback, or certainly draft one.
I'm really
because they're going bye bye to they're saying bye bye to Bortles.
Yeah. I really think that if I think that the Skins are going to give you a different look this week. It's going to be just a lot more read option, you know, RPO stuff, and it's just going to be a different look.
Look, I want them to win the game.
And I think
it makes it more interesting because, look, Carolina is going to play the Saints twice in the last 3 weeks. All right, I think they're going to lose both games.
Yeah,
who knows what happens? I know it's not that predictable.
Saints are better.
Saints are much better. Carolina's dead. They've lost 5 straight. All right. Philadelphia may not have Carson Wentz the rest of the year.
Yeah.
All right. And then Nick Foles did some special things last year in the playoffs. I get it, but
he got hot.
So Philadelphia's, and they're playing the Rams. I think they'll lose. So those two teams in front of you there, I think will lose. Good opportunity to get into that 7th spot. And then Minnesota, hadn't been playing well, playing the Dolphins. Now the Dolphins suck on the road, but you're certainly a Dolphins fan if you're rooting for the Skins. So look, anything can happen. I just don't see Josh Johnson going on the road in his first start and winning.
Hey, it doesn't have to be all Josh, but I think Josh is going to, I think he's going to hang in there. And I definitely just think it's going to be a different look. It's going to go back to the old 2012 look with RG3.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen in this league, I think, you know, in spells, that can work. What Lamar Jackson's done with the Ravens, just completely giving them a spark.
True, but you know that Jacksonville's going to be prepared for that because they're practicing all week against that possibility.
That's fine. Teams were prepared for RG3, and the Redskins found a way. I'm excited.
I'm not saying it's impossible.
I'm excited. I think it's more possible than you think.
All right. Well,
now I'll come in here and they'll lose by 30, and I'll just say you're right. I was wrong, but I hope that's not the case.
Well, look, out of it because, like I said, you have these other teams in front of them, but that are struggling. So let's see what happens. Let's see how they play. The defense certainly has to play a lot better. Now, Cody Kessler, you wouldn't think is going to light them up, but the way they played in the last few weeks on the defensive side of the ball, you just never know.
The thing I don't like is all the sort of the friction or whatever's going on in that locker room. I mean, Zach Brown's now starting to pout because
yep.
he could see the writing on the wall.
Well, he's losing playing
time. The Mason Foster deal, it didn't really bother me because it was a private message to someone that got all messed up. But that's just never a good look when you're kind of exposed that way, kind of trashing the team, trashing the fan base. So I don't really love that. You know, there's just a – but this is what happens when teams lose and when you're kind of imploding and you fall apart. But I don't love that it seems like things are kind of just falling apart inside that locker room. I don't love that.
Well, and also,
but there's just three games left. Come on.
There's no way that Mason Foster's the only one on that team that feels that way.
No, I'm sure. Listen, when you're losing,
so yeah,
this is what happens.
He got exposed by some guy who whored him a little bit, but it's just the fact that he feels that way. That's what should really bother you.
Yeah, but it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise you that when you're losing, that guys are pissed off and frustrated and F the team, F the fans because they don't like, you know, hearing the brunt of it. That's normal.
Well, I
just
can see. Look, if they're 3-10, right, or 4-9, all right, I can see that you're not out of it. Now, that's a long shot, but you're not out of it.
Yeah, but it's just
frustrating. You still have guys talking that way.
Yeah, well, it feels like you're out of it when you're losing so much.
All right. Well, he's on a defense that has been a sieve the last month.
Yeah.
Do something about it. Go out there and prove that you're not that bad.
Right. Well, he needs everybody. That's the problem. They need everybody to be on the same page. And they haven't been.
All right, 800-636-1067. You can text me on that number. You can call us, talk about whatever you want. It's open line Thursdays. Let's get the calls rolling early, people, before we get to the guests. 800-636-1067.
Let's see if they can do it.
Talk about whatever you want.
Are they up to the challenge?
Challenging you. Look, the Skins-Jags game should be a big topic. Maybe Bryce Harper to you is a
big topic. That's a big one. Let's go into the Bryce thing. Let's get into the Skins. You talk about the Wizards game if you watched that last night. Are you nervous about now Darius Geis coming back? We hear about the infection stuff he's got going on. Lot to talk about. 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. 800-636-1067 is the number. Open line Thursday.
Let me see. Are these things even working?
Look, having a difficult time getting calls. I'm starting to get salty, people.
Hello.
I'll just start talking College Bowl Vegas Lions for 4 hours if you want me to. There's a lot of stuff we can kick around. Look, Jags, Skins this weekend. You may not be interested, but it's still a big game. Still a big game for the Skins. Now, I don't think that they're going to make the playoffs. In fact, I think they're going to go 0-3 in the next three games. But Bickle thinks they got a shot. All right, are you with him or are you with me?
I definitely think they have a shot. You act like they're playing some sort of juggernaut.
They're
playing
they're not.
A 4-9 team, wherever the hell they are. They've got a very good defense, but they've lost 9 times. They've given up 40, 30, 29, 24, 20, 20. They lose all the time.
Mm.
All right?
Well, they give up those points to starting quarterbacks, not four stringers.
Okay. I mean, the Bills beat them.
That's true. Actually, who was Allen playing
that
in that
was
game?
Early on.
Yeah, it was probably Allen.
So I assume that was Allen.
Allen's pretty damn good.
I think he's all right. I just think the Redskins have a shot. I kind of like the look that Johnson's going to give him, frankly. A little bit of a different look. And we'll see. I don't know. Maybe it's crazy.
All right, maybe you fall on that side.
Get smoked.
Maybe you think that they can win this game and then you play at Tennessee the following week. Who knows? I don't think they got a shot.
Both teams are 1-4 in their last 5. Now, we've lost 4 straight, and they had, you know, the impressive 6-0 win over the Colts, impressive defensively anyway.
Yeah.
But I think the line's a joke. I think it's a joke that everyone's given up on the team.
You mean the Vegas line?
Yeah, I think so.
7.5?
I think that's pretty disrespectful. But
yeah, what's that tell you?
It just tells me that nobody has faith in the Skins.
What's fascinating in the NFC is how no one wants that 6th seed. All right, no one wants it. Minnesota hadn't played well enough to really want it. Carolina's lost 5 straight. Philly's got significant injuries, especially a quarterback now. So it's there for you. You just got to win these 3 games.
Now, on the other hand, the injuries are, I mean, obviously it's well documented, all the issues that we have, you know, sort of on the offensive line with everybody. But my God, we're going to have a hard time lining up receivers. If Doxson stays in the concussion protocol, now I'm assuming that's just a big joke and they'll clear him by tomorrow. But if not, we have to rely on guys like Brown or whatever his name is. We have to rely. What's the guy's name?
Brown. Who's Brown?
I'm trying to think off the top of my head here. Hold on.
I don't know who Brown is.
If we have to rely on, who's the guy that I'm thinking of?
If you're talking about
Michael Floyd, if we have to rely on Floyd, you know.
Well, if you're lining up Michael Floyd against guys like Jalen Ramsey, then you're going to have serious, serious complications. I'll tell you that. You're not going to move the ball.
All right. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
I would think the Crowder and Harris are fine, right?
Harris hasn't had an impact at all since that big game, that breakout game for him.
Yeah. Now, guys like Chesson, I mean, if you're playing guys like Jehu Chesson.
Then I would agree we're in trouble.
Against Pro Bowl corners, then you're going to have issues.
Especially not having Jordan Reed. I mean, at some point, the injuries do take a toll. There's no doubt about it. But for some reason, I'm still optimistic. I still bleed burgundy and gold. I'm sorry. I was watching that Wizards game last night, and I knew probably we would lose that game. And I'm still emotionally invested in the Wizards. Just how I'm wired.
And getting back to the Skins, you also have to wonder, you know, after this whole Mason Foster social media disaster came out, you have to wonder what the motivation is of this roster at this point.
Well, here's what the motivation always is. These guys are fighting for their jobs. I don't know if they quite understand
so.
That.
I would think so.
You know, it's the NFL's, and we all know the old cliche, it stands for not for long. You know, you get a few years here in this league to get a run at it. You know, Mason Foster, the likelihood of him being on this roster next year, I think, is diminishing.
Well, I would
he better
say
go out there and ball out.
I would say
out.
It would be slim.
He needs to go
slim
out there
none.
And ball out for other teams, put it on film. Same thing with Zach Brown. All these guys. I mean, Josh Norman's future's up in the air.
I mean, it's not like Mason Foster's a stud at his position anyway.
No, I mean, I like him. He's a heart and soul kind of guy, but he's slow. Can't cover. But, you know, hopefully these guys, at the end of the day, they realize they're professionals and they're fighting for their professional lives. That's what I'm relying on. They just want to mope and think that they'll just find a better team next year. It's not that easy. You got to get out there and you got to put it on film. You got to leave it all out on the field.
All right,
I'm hoping they do.
800-636-1067 is the number.
All right, let's go to John in La Plata. John, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, EB? What's going on, Lurch?
Hey,
yeah,
man.
I mean, I really think the team is giving up, man. I you say these guys are playing for jobs. I mean,
they
like
are.
Josh Norman. I mean, when Josh Norman's paid. I mean, what motivation does he have? I mean, I haven't seen it with him for weeks. You know, and I just, they've given up on Jay. They know Jay's gone. It's a sinking ship, and you can just see it in their play. I mean, there's no.
I don't think it's a given that Jay is gone. I don't think it's a given at all.
Oh, my goodness. I think the writing's on the wall with that. I mean, I know how many years can we say injuries? I mean, there has to be a new voice because he's just not getting across to the players.
Look, I'm
it's
with
just
you.
Not happening anymore.
And if they move Jay, I'd be perfectly okay with it. I just don't think it's a given. I don't think it's a given at all, especially if Bruce stays there. They like Jay. Jay's a company guy.
John, I'm on the fence on that one. I would agree. Like, if you and I were running the team, he's gone. But just based on track record, I'm not sure they're going to fire him.
And what if they find a way to win on Sunday, which I don't think is out of the realm at all? You're talking about a 4-win team, and then you sneak another one. And then you easily can make the argument, with all these injuries, the fact that he coached them up to 8 wins deserves Coach of the Year recognition.
If somehow they could win 2 or 3 of these games and win tiebreakers or whatever and sneak in, now I would put a 0% chance on that, but if it happened, that would be one of the greatest coaching jobs I've ever seen.
Well, yeah.
Seriously.
When you're down to your fourth quarterback?
Correct.
When you're down to your fourth quarterback?
And then you have to keep them.
And third backup guards and all that?
Now, that being said, it's not going to happen. They're not going to win those 3 games. But.
Well, it starts. It's just got to be one at a time.
That's true. They are mathematically alive. That's
just got to be one at a time.
That's all you got to tell
yourself. All you got to do is just got to beat Jacksonville and go from there. Let's go to our guy I haven't heard from him in a while, Ryan DeBellman. Ryan, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
My boys, what's up? What's going on?
How are you? Tell us.
Ryan's out there in L.A., up early.
You're always the one with all the stories.
Right. What's going on?
That's right. I've been up just drinking all night, so I'm a little toky-dokied right now.
So you don't work today?
No, I don't work today. I'm off. About that.
Nice.
I mean, I can't believe it. So when did you start drinking and when did you stop? Or maybe you didn't stop.
I don't think you stopped.
No, I'm right. I got my drink right now with me. I started 8 o'clock p.m.
Good Lord.
Yesterday.
Yeah, so you've been drinking.
You've been drinking for 7 straight hours.
Right.
Vodka Red Bull, watching YouTube videos. I mean, it's the best.
Oh my God.
So where do you
go? By the way, this is the only time he calls us when he's hammered.
Yeah. Where do you go? Would you go? Do you actually go out or you just drink at home alone? That's kind of sad.
No, I drink at home alone.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy.
Drink at home alone. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Listen, I wanted to call in because I didn't get to call in last Friday. I wanted to say happy holidays.
Right.
Yeah, you too.
And listen, this is I think Drab and Valdez for next year, if they could please concentrate on getting Larry the Corky back on the show.
We need Lair. What happened to Lair? Lair has kind of disappeared.
I need it.
I don't know, do we have a Larry update?
Has he tweeted in a while?
Oh, well, Valdez is the one that's good friends with him. Larry calls in every once in a while.
Oh, he does?
But the problem is you guys don't remember. Yeah. Larry bombed massively like the last
few times. Yeah, you guys remember all the good times.
Well, even if it's bad, it's still funny to hear from.
I just want to talk to the kids.
No, it's awkward. And then he's got something going on where he's not very happy a lot of the times, and I don't think that's very good.
We'll see, Ryan. You see what's going on? They're censoring the show.
If Larry calls in, we'll put him on next time.
Sure. Yeah. If he calls in, we'll put him on.
Doesn't mean it's going to be a home run, but people just want to hear from
him. Had no idea. They didn't tell me or us that he's called,
we don't
semi-regularly.
Know.
I had no idea.
These guys are doing their own show back there.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, whatever.
Good call, bad call. It doesn't matter. It's Larry. He's a legend.
He's a legend.
Yeah. Larry the legend.
He's a legend.
Commercial break, we'll find it and we'll play it for you, Eric, and you'll remember how bad it was.
Okay. All right.
I'm not saying it was.
And we're not doing our own show. We're producing.
By the way, could you imagine starting drinking at 8? First of all, I go to bed at 8. All right. So you start drinking at 8. All right.
Still going.
And then you go till 3:30. I mean, the last time I was drinking at 3:30 in the morning, I was in Vegas, and that was years ago.
Right.
Well, I don't even know how you're standing.
I don't do it often. This is a once-in-a-while thing.
Was there a reason? Were you pissed off? Did you have a bad day? You celebrating something? What is it?
No, just got a couple of days off, just wanted to relax.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So, just whatever, no big deal.
How's everything at work, by the way?
That's great. You don't know who I met the other day.
I don't.
All right, listen. So I met this girl through a friend, through a friend, through a friend.
Okay.
So this girl, she's part of DC lore. What was the most popular local DC commercial of all time?
Most popular
not Eastern Motors.
Most popular
what, cars for kids.
No idea.
Like a TV commercial.
Is it a TV commercial
or a radio commercial?
TV commercial, late '70s, early '80s.
Oh, the June Ree stuff.
Damn right. I met
Nobody
the little girl
me.
Who yeah. says no bothers bothers me.
Really?
It was probably listen, I've met thousands of people. It was the biggest thrill of my life.
How did you know it was
her? Never, because I was introduced to a friend through a friend.
Oh, okay.
Who's
how
yeah,
she looked?
So, yeah.
How old is she?
I mean, she's probably like your all's age, I guess.
All right. So
I don't know. She's probably. What, late 40s?
So it's she looks terrible?
No, it wasn't even about how she looked. It was just,
right.
I mean, she's a legend.
Right.
She's a legend.
Why was she, did you meet her at the hotel?
No, outside the hotel.
Okay.
Right. Where do you go? Which hotel do you go to when you want to, let loose? Like, is there a bar at one of the nearby silly hotels that you crash at?
No, usually just go to Chili's in my town.
Chili's.
This guy works at one of the swankiest hotels in the world.
Correct.
Right? And then
I would say it's a top 5 hotel in LA.
And then he goes to Chili's to get hammered afterwards. That's hilarious.
Yep. It's like he's from PG County or something.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
All right, boys.
All right.
Be good, buddy.
Later.
All right.
Usually he's got stories of people that he, carried
bags
for.
He's trying to keep those to a dull roar.
Oh, okay.
Because I think there's been some blowback.
Just wanted one.
But Ryan's always a great caller. All right, 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. Talk about whatever you want. Talk about, obviously, about the Jags skins. I'm still optimistic. Am I crazy? I know most people have given up, and I get it. But I still get emotionally attached. I'm finding a way to come up with reasons and how maybe we could steal this. Jason says, no way. We're going to lose 7 straight. Going to lose the last 3. It's over. I disagree. I think we got a shot. We got J.P. Finley joining us at 8, Dave Richard at 9, and LeBron James of lacrosse, Paul Rabel, in studio at 9:20.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome back. We're going to have J.P. Finley on at 8 o'clock hour. Talk some Skins Jags with him. See where he falls on this little debate that Bickle
and I
have.
I want to ask him, he give us a little bit more insight into sort of the unrest in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Love to know, is that sort of troubling to listeners out there? I mean, obviously, the Mason Foster thing, I'm going to give him a pass, you know, because he didn't intend. Mason Foster had a deal last year on social media where he sort of trashed Bruce and he went nuts. There he clearly was in the wrong, mm-hmm. right? Clearly. This one, though, is a private message. There's some confusion. I think he's got a cousin or something that says he also runs his social media. There's some confusion as to whether or not.
I can't believe that Bruce brought him back after he said all those things about him last year.
Yeah, because he was if you could play, they look past things if you could play.
He's okay.
He's okay, but he's been one of their better linebackers the last couple of years.
He's pretty durable, but he's not great.
No, he's not great.
Certainly replaceable.
He's certainly replaceable, and I think this is probably the last year. But I give him a pass on the direct message stuff, even though he should know better, because anybody can screenshot anything and hold it against you. Definitely should know better. But it doesn't really bother me that much. But when you think about it, all of the people, like Zach Brown's now just openly upset. DJ Swearinger's upset every week. Josh has had his moments where he's been upset. That DJ stuff, or that side of the football there, is a mess. The defense is a mess.
It is. Well, and you can tell by the way they play.
The way they play.
It's like they don't even like each other.
And they don't communicate well. The ha-ha Clinton Dix move just hasn't worked out.
And you saw the body language of Jonathan Allen. He was asked about the Mason Foster stuff. You know, and he said, I'm off social media. I mean, he doesn't even want to talk about it.
No. You know? And he's one of the leaders.
You know it really disgusts him.
Yeah. Valdez was whispering in my ear. You've got the Zach Brown. You got the comments where he's talking about not feeling wanted and all that. All right, play that.
I think they're going to stick what they stick with. I'm just taking it as it is, you know. I'm just sitting here, just doing what I'm supposed to be doing until it's time for me to leave.
You say it's time for me to leave. What does that mean? We were about to leave.
I mean, you see the writing on the wall. I mean, it is what it is. But, just here now, I'm just got to contribute to the team and try to help us get to the playoffs. I mean, after the season, from here or not, but I doubt it. But it is what it is.
You doubt it because of the benching last week, or is there more to it?
Because of that, and the thing is just going in different directions towards everything. So for me, they're going in the direction, they're going that direction. So I mean, hats off to them. But right now, we just got to focus on beating Jacksonville.
As a guy that was leading the NFL in tackles last year. Do you find that surprising how this is all shaken out?
Honesty is a big thing. And, that's something that I don't think that was addressed, but it is. I mean, it is what it is.
Honesty on whose end?
Just honesty, period. It's been very frustrating, just get benched, and then they not give you a reason or anything for it. You just got to keep doing it. You got to just keep practicing. You got to just stay ready. But at the same time, it's frustrating. It's frustrating to anybody to get benched and you not know the reason.
I mean, he is quoted later as he said, because Gruden said they benched him because he was sick, missed a couple practices. And Zach said, if a guy's sick, he's sick. What was I supposed to do? Go out there and throw up for you? I had a stomach virus. Wasn't nothing I could do. Last year, I didn't practice at all until Friday and Saturday with my knee injury. And, it was no big deal. Now, all of a sudden, I'm benched.
Well, that tells me.
So you can understand.
That tell, Well, I mean, I can understand the frustration, but I can also probably surmise that they're looking at stuff on tape and he's not doing what he was doing last year for whatever reason.
Oh, he's definitely not. I mean, just all
if he was playing at an all-pro level, they're not going to bench him because he was sick.
Right, of course.
He's going to play.
But he knows that and he can see that.
But think about that. I mean, this is a guy who was starting up until last week, right? And now they're still in the playoff hunt. Got a huge game down in Jacksonville this weekend. He's talking about it's time for him to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. It's a freaking forest fire over there.
Yeah, it's a dumpster fire in terms of just sort of morale, everyone being on the same page.
And that's another reason why I think they're going to lose. Now, I know there's frustration in Jacksonville, but look, when you got players that are calling out GMs and coaches and saying they don't want to be there and F this team, and now you expect them to focus on beating Jacksonville? Look, I don't see it.
It doesn't help, but I'm still grasping. All right, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Let's go to Eddie in Centerville. Hey, Eddie, you're on with the Junks. How are you, my friend?
Good. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
What's up?
Oh, what happened? Somehow we lost.
Call back,
Eddie. Let's go to Sean in La Plata. Hey, Sean, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's happening, Junks?
Hey.
Great job with the two-man show.
Thank you.
Kind of nice not hearing JP's voice. No offense.
JP will be back with me next week.
Yeah, get used to it.
I know. I'm just joning. Give Valdez and the boys a break, too. They can do their own private show. You guys are still the main talent.
They know that.
Lots of joning today.
All right. Well, anyways, I just wanted to see what your guys' impression was of the moves Rizzo's made thus far, kind of painting the picture that even if Bryce was looking like he wanted to come back, I don't think they got room for him anymore with payroll and salary.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, if you believe what you read, they already offered him that deal, so they would have had to have made a move probably with Eaton if he accepted it.
Oh, no, absolutely. But I just think that, they're looking at a lot of things, moving Tanner out. You know, they have to make room for more starting pitching. There's just not a lot of room in that budget for a big-name guy. I think they think, like what a lot of the other GMs think, there's not a lot of winning in him, and they didn't really make much of a push with him. As great as his numbers and stats were, he didn't lead the team. He didn't push them in the right direction. So I think they're ready to go move on without him.
Well, here's a question. If they would have signed, if Bryce would have accepted that offer back in September, do you think they would have gone out and tried to still sign Patrick Corbin?
Absolutely not. I don't think they could have.
I don't know.
I think they were going to have to.
I think that they would have loved to, but, how thin would you be everywhere else, moving forward? I mean, you got guys like Robles that you know you're going to have to pay eventually. You want guys like Rendon. They're cornerstones to your franchise. You'd have to part ways with somebody at some point, and for one guy, it just doesn't seem like it's worth it.
Not that
Bryce isn't a phenomenal player.
Well, I mean, guys like Robles and Soto, you got control of them for 5-6 years, so you don't have to worry about that. It would be guys like Rendon, because Rendon will be up.
I think they've been preparing for this for 2 or 3 years, and they basically have known all along he's going to go to the highest bidder, and he's not going to be here. So, I mean, we can kind of second guess and wonder if they have room, but I think deep down they know he's not coming back.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a worse team without him necessarily. I just think it's a different team, and I think they got the talent to make it work, and they're making the moves. Like you guys said, they're making moves. I mean, Rizzo, for the faults that he may have, he's been an exceptional GM for this team. So
no doubt. I'm just curious to see what it's going to be, because I know they're bringing in somebody else somehow.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're going to trade for somebody. Look, there just isn't a lot out there in free agency and starting pitcher. This isn't.
Yeah, maybe it'll be a trade.
All the bigger names have kind of signed. I mean, Keuchel's still out there, but he's not the same pitcher he was 4 or 5 years ago, and he's in his early 30s. All these other big names are off the board.
Right.
I mean, unless you're going to trade for somebody. Can you imagine if they somehow got Syndergaard? I don't think the Mets would ever trade him to the Nats, but what if they were just kind of like the secret team?
I don't think so, because they'd have to give up so much to get
him. Yeah. Well, you'd have to give up prospects.
Yeah, and I don't think they like to do that. Let's go to Eddie. Centerville. Eddie, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, thank you for letting me call you guys back.
Yeah, what's up, man?
I just wanted to say, not much. I'm actually going to work. But I just wanted to say that NFL players, professional players, don't give up. They don't practice every day so they can tank. I don't know where that thought came from fans. That they want their players to tank or players are tanking and all that good stuff.
I generally agree with that.
Yeah, they don't.
I remember I talked to Marcus Washington a few years back when I was at the DMV area, And I was like, is that Marcus Washington? I was like, hey, man, you going to play again or not? And he was like, man, I don't got that hunger no more. Once you don't have that hunger to play, it's pointless. So, you know, it makes sense that if you're out there on the football field, basketball court, whatever, you need to have that hunger. And if it's money driven, that's one thing. But I think most players want to play to prove themselves that they're great athletes. They've been playing since little kids. You know what I mean? So I don't understand that whole mentality of fans saying that players should tank.
Yeah. I don't think players tank.
Players aren't going to ever tank.
I mean, players tank. Maybe coaches tank a little bit just based on the lineups they put out there. Certainly in basketball it happens.
But players are true. Not. But they're
players,
not going to lay down.
No, players are playing for their livelihood.
But some guys do sort of individually just kind of bail and kind of subconsciously give a little less. That does happen.
Yeah.
Like from play to play. Yeah, that's true. Hey, another thing is I want to thank you guys for those tickets, man. I'm actually going to go tonight. I'm going to get an engagement ring for my girlfriend. I'm going to propose to her this weekend.
Nice.
And going to that game with the Wizards and Nets, that was like our first like going out experience. And you know, thanks to you guys. And I appreciate that very much.
Oh, very cool. So hold on. So you're going to the Brooklyn game, and then you're going to do it that night?
No. We went to the Brooklyn game like 2 weeks ago. Because I won tickets from you guys.
Okay.
And then and it was like our first like experience going out type, you know what I mean? Like it was like it was a nice experience.
Well, how long have you guys been dating?
That's the first going out date that you've had and you're going to propose to her?
No. We've gone out to dinners and all that stuff, but concerts and you know, events like that. That was our first one.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, how long have you been dating?
Well, 7 months.
7 months, kind of soon. How old are you?
I'm 31.
You're 31. How old is she?
33.
33. Nice. Look at you.
33 and on the 29th.
All right.
33
well,
on the 29th.
Congratulations.
Very nice. So, what are you going to do?
How
tell
are you going to do it? Where are you going to go?
Well, we're having dinner with my parents on Saturday night. They're going to finally meet her, and then that night, because we stay down here in King George,
right.
But I work in Titans Corner.
Right.
So when we go up there, since I work Sunday, I'm going to get a hotel room, the Marriott, on Saturday night. And I'm probably do either Saturday night or Sunday morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any kids or anything, does she?
She does. She has a 11-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, just
you got your hands full now.
From experience, you're going to be nervous, bro. You're going to be real nervous before you ask that question. Now, she's going to say yes, but I'm just saying, there's a lot going. When I did it, I was butt nervous.
Did you Did you ask her father?
Yes, I asked her. I asked him during Thanksgiving.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
All right, well, congratulations, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, let us know how it goes. One. Call back next week. Jason won't be here, but I'll be here with JP. Let me know.
Will do. All right, man.
All right,
Take
buddy.
Care.
All right, have fun.
Speaking of Marcus Washington.
Yeah,
I was at a Christmas party on Saturday night. Marcus was there. Mm-hmm. Marcus and his lovely wife, Erin. He's got two kids, two young kids, doing great. He was coaching out at University of San Diego, I think, last year. Now he came back, and I think he wants to get back into coaching, maybe at the high school level. Anyway, he is the nicest guy that I've ever met.
That's so cool.
And I told Marcus, and Marcus listens to the show all the time.
Hmm.
I told Marcus, I said, you should be doing TV, man.
Mm-hmm.
He is so well-spoken, polite. Knows the game.
Good stories.
Great storyteller. He really should be doing TV or radio locally. And I told him, I said, why don't you do it? He says, I just never really thought about it. I said, dude, you could get a job like that over at like NBC Sports Washington or you know any of the local TV networks.
I would think so.
But Marcus Washington is one of the nicest guys you'll ever talk to.
And how long was he coaching out there at San Diego?
I think he was only out there a year.
Only 1 year?
Maybe two, but I think it was just a year. Yeah, it just wasn't for him. Too far away from home. But he is just a good dude. All right, 800-636-1067 is the number. Next hour, we're going to hit the Skins. We also have the Junkies Blitz, but the phone lines are open throughout the entire show. We'll talk about whatever you want. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.